Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Jamaica welcomes the delegation of the Solomon Islands and thanks them for the update on the situation of human rights in that country. We note that since its last review in 2011, Solomon Islands has made strides in reforming and enhancing legislation and enacting new laws across a range of sectors, and that these efforts have been supported by the OHCHR, other UN agencies, the Commonwealth, and regional institutions. We commend Solomon Islands for the creation of the UPR National Working Committee and urge continued collaboration with the UN to improve the submission of human rights reports. We recommend that the government increase the mandates of existing institutions, such as the Ombudsman's Office and the Leadership Code Commission, to address human rights issues. We note that significant efforts have been and are being made to address a range of injustices, discrimination, and social and economic hardships faced by Solomon Islanders, in particular women and girls. We take positive note of the strides made in combating domestic violence, including violence against women, and recommend that Solomon Islands use the advantage of its matrilineal society to improve women's access to power, especially in relation to land issues, raise the social standing of women and girls, increase access to safe sanitary facilities, and encourage the rearing of confident boys and men. We also recommend that female students be permitted and encouraged to return to formal education after giving birth, in keeping with the recommendation made during the review of the Education Act. This would also assist greatly in breaking cycles of poverty, teenage pregnancy, and domestic abuse. Jamaica commends our sister small island developing states for its fortitude in the wake of an economy beset by a spate of natural disasters in recent years. We wish you all the best in this current review. I thank you.